You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. This may be a Me Too moment in which women are feeling more powerful, but it's also leading to more conversation about the flip side, women having consensual and unenjoyable hookups with men they say they're not actually attracted to. One recent example, adult film actress Stephanie Clifford, aka Stormy Daniels, who said she slept with Donald Trump even though she didn't want to.
Were you physically attracted to him?
No.
Not at all?
No.
Did you want to have sex with him?
No. But I didn't say no. I'm not a victim. I'm not.
It was entirely consensual.
Oh, yes.
The phenomenon is even resonating in fiction. A short story published last year in The New Yorker called Cat Person describes a college student having a physical relationship with a man after a texting relationship, only to find herself disgusted by him. But a new book suggests that internet culture is not just giving women more choices, it's actually making satisfying relationships less attainable. Joining me now to talk about this is Joanna Coles. She's the former editor of Cosmopolitan magazine, and now she's digging into this topic in her new book, Love Rules, and she joins me now. Joanna, welcome.
Thank you. Excited to be here.
What inspired this book?
What inspired it was a conversation I had with the daughter of friends of mine. She was 20, well-educated, smart girl at a liberal arts college not far from New York, and I asked her just to make conversation what she did on Friday and Saturday night. And she said that she and her friends pre-gamed because they couldn't afford alcohol and weren't old enough to buy it in bars. They would then get blackout drunk, hook up with strangers, and then the following morning they would go down to the college wellness center and get Plan B together. And that struck me as a particularly unfun way to spend one's college years.
Now, this is a deeply troubling story, of course, but Joanna, you were the editor of Cosmopolitan. That's a magazine built on women having sex and doing all kinds of erotic and exotic things in bed, and yet this story troubled you.
Well, Cosmo is built on women having empowering, enjoyable sex and understanding how to have a good time. What became clear from this girl's story was that it was not an isolated event. It became clear that girls in particular felt under an enormous amount of pressure to have hookups they didn't really want to have, and that alcohol was becoming their de facto consent. And this seemed so sad to me and so far from where we want women to be, who are leaning in at work, who are focusing incredibly well at college. Everything else is going well in their lives. And then when I talked to women in their 20s and 30s, there was this sense of we are not having the relationships we want.
You mentioned empowerment as the root of your work for the last many years. In the 1990s, women were embracing their sexuality. So spending the random night with the random person, just like men have always done, that was the new feminism. How is that not fun? Are we just kidding ourselves? Are we just pretending?
I think digital dating apps have changed the landscape completely. Dating apps are a wonderful way of extending your social circle. My book is not remotely anti-digital, but what digital apps also do is make us feel overwhelmed with options, and women are beginning to feel interchangeable.
And this swipe left, swipe right, and that's
it's not very transactional. Relationships have become very transactional. And again, there is this goal that you're meeting someone to have sex. And it's very hard to fall in love with someone. It's also very hard to have great sex on the first night with a stranger. And the binge drinking has really reached epidemic levels. For this book, I spoke to college presidents, I spoke to many academics, many experts. All of them are alarmed about the rise in college drinking.
If Me Too, this moment we're in, is largely about female empowerment, how then, from the feminist perspective, how can we recapture our sense of ourselves in the bedroom?
I do think that it's very hard to have good sex when you're drunk, and it's very hard to have good sex with strangers when you're feeling under pressure. And I think we want to encourage good sex education and relationship education in schools, which they certainly do in Europe. But above all, it's about being able to talk about it without fear of judgment. And I'm very excited and very hopeful about the Me Too and the Time's Up moment, making women feel empowered. But I see see that we have to corral new behaviors around digital. And we're in a post-euphoric digital moment, I think. We're over the first stages of euphoria and excitement about these devices. And now we're wrestling with our behaviors on them as we begin to see that if you spend a couple of hours on your phone, it's not as empowering as we thought. And it leaves you feeling listless and edgy and restless and disempowered.
Joanna Coles is the chief content officer at Hearst Magazines and the author of the new book, Love Rules. Joanna, thank you so much.
My pleasure.